Hey, fabulous babes, it's Nerlani Singleton, your hostess with the mostest on the Virtual Assistants Brunch podcast. You guys, thank you so much for listening to the past, let's say, 32 episodes. This is episode 33. Yes. Our goal was to interview about 100 women, 100 virtual assistants last year, and hopefully do it by the end of this year. But unfortunately, we have a huge announcement that we're going to be making at the end of the show. I'm going to be making it. I'm saying we, like it's a whole bunch of somebody else making this announcement. It's just me. I'm going to be making a huge announcement at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that announcement. And it is regarding the podcast. So make sure you stay tuned for that. So today we have Alicia Pierre on the show. Alicia is from Miami, Florida, and is a Google Workspace specialist. So what is that? I'm sure you've heard of Google Workspace. You may be familiar with G Suite. Yes, recently G Suite changed their name to Google Workspace. Yes, if you didn't know, now you know. And she works with solo attorneys and small law firms to help run their cloud-based law firm using Google Workspace. And she's here to talk about how to keep your data confidential. So many things I didn't know about Google Workspace, or G Suite as we know it. She's sharing how she got started on her journey and how to use Google Workspace to maximize all the tools and features that it offers. So if you're trying to learn more about G Suite, aka Google Workspace, okay, if you're trying to learn more about Google Workspace and you want to know how to protect your clients' data, how to keep it confidential, but not just their data, yours as well, you definitely want to listen to this episode. We'll be back with Alicia's interview. Have you ever wanted to meet other virtual assistants? Have you ever wondered if there were any in your city? Have you ever wanted to have brunch with them? The Virtual Assistants Brunch is a virtual community of women building successful virtual assistant businesses while finding the best places to brunch in and around your city. Come sit at the table with us as we share our stories, personal experiences, and learn how other virtual assistants are creating and living a fabulous lifestyle. Okay, let's brunch.
But because things are now cloud-based, it really eliminates that process. And if your computer were to die, you know, you can just hop on your phone and still continue to write that document up.
Welcome to the Vab Life, Alicia. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What you do?
Oh, well, I'm Alicia. I'm a Miami native. I love to travel and learn about different cultures. I do love to roller skate. A lot of people don't know this. If I had more time, I probably would learn more tricks. And I'm all about a minimalist lifestyle. So I always tell myself less is more. So.
Okay. That's awesome. I like minimal too. I like to keep it clean, a clean look, minimalist. Mm-hmm. That's my style. What made you decide to the career change into the to virtual assisting?
Well, you know, besides the pandemic last year, for me, it was something that I wanted to be able to have more control of my time, which I think everyone always says. And also to be able, you know, I love to travel. So be able to still have a sense of income if I do try, you know, have to go abroad and so forth. Just a little bit of a background, you know, for me, I've always had a love for IT either way. I used to be a computer programmer at American Express. I was an intern there. But once I was offered the job, I declined it just because I wasn't too crazy about being in an office 10 to 12 hours a day reading code, even though I did like it and the food at MX. But nonetheless, I did miss just whether spending time with family, you know, soaking up the sun, especially when it was daylight savings time. I would not see sunlight during the week. I would leave home, it was dark, and I would leave work, it was dark. And that was like, no, this cannot be my life. So I left American Express and I became a legal assistant, which led me to an admin administrative role at a boutique law firm. And that's where I put my two skills together, IT and my legal skills. So that's where I am today.
That's awesome. Today we're going to be talking about a little about Google Workspace. Alicia and I have been working behind the scenes. She actually helped me with my Google Workspace, which was a blessing. Because I had no clue that the things you taught me actually helped me be a little more organized. So let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, what does cloud-based mean?
Yeah. So it's not a popular term. If we hear it, we don't realize what it's about, but it's basically being able to access your applications, your resources, your data files over the internet via a cloud provider, which will be Google, you know. And this allows you to have access to most of your information without being stuck on one device. You know, growing up, I know all of us know about control save. If you didn't save your work and your computer crashed, you know, you were ready to do things.
Oh God, I used to hate that.
Right? And, you know, being on the cloud, you know, it's really important about data security. And that's kind of where I come in for law firms. You know, I help them to minimize the data security hacks and just setting up rules so that their environment is secure. So that's one of the main things I do, regarding the cloud-based environment.
Okay, so you talk a lot about law firms. Is that your ideal client?
Yes. So I do specialize for law firms just because I know the dynamics of the relationship between, you know, client, attorney, paralegal. So yeah, but nonetheless, the principles still apply across the board for any business, right?
Okay, so tell us a little more about Google Workspace. What is Google Workspace?
So back in 2020, long time ago, in October, Google rebranded itself to Google Workspace. It was formerly G Suite, now it's Google Workspace. And it's basically a cloud-based productivity toolbox, is what I call it, that helps teams to really just get things done without necessarily being in each other's face, which I think, wow, who didn't we all need that during the pandemic? Right. So, you know, it allows you to we're all work on the same thing at the same time and stay in communication on a document or on a file. And it's all, you know, through the internet. So that's something I think law firms didn't realize they had available and within their grips.
Okay, so how do you help these attorneys? How does it benefit a solo attorney or a small law firm to request your services? How do they benefit from it?
Yeah, well, you know, hackers every day are learning new tricks to breach, you know, one's information. And most of the hacking is through an email or, you know, the rarely is it logging into someone's environment, but mostly through a phishing email. And if your staff isn't trained properly, or if you're not aware and you click on a link that just jeopardizes your whole environment, you know, you can get a data breach, which may lead to a lawsuit. And that's something nobody wants to worry about, especially when everything's on the internet now, right? So that's kind of where I step in. I help these law firms just to really make sure that they have all their data security rules in place, making sure like simple things as two-factor authentication. You know, when you log in somewhere, you get a text message. Simple stuff like that can just minimize the risks within, you know, your environment getting jeopardized. So that's kind of where I step in and help them out because no attorney wants to talk about tech stuff, right? They just want to, you know, it's like, what? So I just take that off their hands. They don't have to worry about it.
I really like when you set up that group for me. It made it so much
Oh,
easier. Tell us a little bit about that. Like some of the features that we could actually benefit that could actually benefit a small business. Tell us some of those.
Yeah, I think the groups is probably one of my favorites too, because you can literally have two, you can have many different organizational units, as they call it in Google. And they will have their own separate security settings. So if you need to hire like a contractor or even just have paralegals and your legal assistant staff on a different, you know, security rule setting, you can do that. And it's so awesome. It's so dynamic that you can still have everyone in one environment, but they don't have access to everything. And, you know, overhead, I'm sure, would greatly appreciate that because when you run a business, you don't want staff to maybe know what management is doing all the time or have access to that information, right? So, yeah, groups is awesome as well. I think the toolbox, as I call it, has many tools, Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides. It's kind of like Microsoft 365's Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. So, you know, but you don't have to pay for that extra once you have a Google Workspace account. Also, you got Google Meet, which is like a little Zoom replacement. It's not as robust, you know, I still like my Zoom, but it's an option when you need to hop on a call with a client and you don't have maybe the funds to pay the Zoom monthly. You can have about 100 people on the Google Meet at a time. So it's all part of the plan that you get. Google Drive is like a little Dropbox replacement as well. That's all included. Google Drive for desktop, which is just allowing your files on your computer to sync to the cloud as well. I love that the most. Another thing that a lot of people don't know is about Google Sites, which is it's like, you can have a website within your environment as well. Some people use it as an intranet site, like an announcement board. Mm-hmm. So that's something too that can be implemented into firms or any business. And then you have stuff like Google Keep, Google Voice, you know, phone. Google Keep is like OneNote. You get a bunch of sticky notes. Google Tasks is like a to-do list. Google Chat, it's kind of like a Slack, but it's not there yet, but it's coming along. But, you know, all these things you can have within your reach as a small business owner and just, you know, be as robust as any big business.
Mm-hmm. I love the all-in-one feature. Like, you have right. everything at your fingertips. You don't really have to go to another program to access what you need. You just mm-hmm. have everything right there.
Yeah.
Next question. Hold on. So where does a virtual assistant fit in this equation? How can virtual assistants use this in their businesses?
Yeah, so VAs especially have access to other companies' information, right? They're helping someone, you know, with their business, and that person is sharing information with them. Sometimes it's confidential information. So a VA needs to make sure that their email is authenticated, it's secure, that they're not getting phishing links where someone can jeopardize their environment, and, you know, which results in jeopardizing their client's environment. A VA needs to make sure that they're, you know, they're saving resources as well in their business. So not having to pay for extra applications like Dropbox, Zoom, in the end, you know, it's a win-win for sure. So I think for sure, if any VA can have Google Workspace, it would be awesome. And when I say Google Workspace, I'm not referring to a VA business at Gmail. I'm talking about your name at vabusiness.com, like a branded business Google Workspace account.
Mm-hmm. Using your actual domain, like you're really operating as a business, so as opposed to a Gmail account.
Exactly. And that, I mean, we all know about branding. Every VA knows about branding. And if, you know, your email says at Gmail, it's kind of hard to take you seriously. Not talking down to anyone who uses at Gmail at the moment. But if you got an email that says Walmart at Gmail or Apple at Gmail, you wouldn't believe that email as much as if it said apple.com at the end. So just something to think about too, with just branding.
Yeah, I totally agree. I really like Google Workspace because of the security features. It's really great if you're a business and you want to just keep all your documents mm-hmm. and you're inside your business. You know, people don't have access to that. I really love that feature. So if you're a virtual assistant and you're thinking about setting up your Google Workspace, definitely reach out to Alicia. How can we get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. I just got a Twitter, but you can get in touch with me on Linktree as well. My Instagram, there's a Let's Chat box, and also too on my website, legallytechie.com. You can reach out to me in the contact form as well. And yeah, for sure. This would be nice.
Okay. What do you have planned for the year? Do you have any big plans, projects coming up?
Yes. So I'm actually trying to become a Google Cloud partner. Something I'm working towards too, which. Oh, okay. Which allows me to be able to work with Google directly to continue to provide top-notch service for my clients. So I'm cloud certified, but I'm going to try to be a partner soon.
Awesome. That's great. It's always good to keep advancing in your career to help you definitely sustain your business in the long run. So since this is a brunch podcast, I have to ask this question. Tell me, you know, how you brunch at home, but if you haven't brunched lately, like what are some of your recommendations? What are your favorite spots, especially before COVID? Like where were you going for brunch?
Yeah, so Miami has a ton of brunch places. So my favorite is Crazy About You. It's in Brickell, it's next to the water. Whenever I have friends in town, I always take them there. It's so good. It's so scenic. Yeah, I really like the brunch there. But now currently being at home, I brunch all the time. So Every day is brunch day. All times of night is brunch day. It's like the easiest thing to make, you know, so.
Right? Breakfast is like super easy. It takes about less than 2 minutes.
Yes. So yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on the show. It was a pleasure having you. I'm looking forward to following your journey on Instagram, and that you got a Twitter, and I know you love LinkedIn, so I'll probably follow you on
Yes,
LinkedIn.
I do love LinkedIn. I mean, my attorneys are on LinkedIn. I got to know what my audience is, so for sure.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
That will be the end of our interview.
Whew, I can breathe now.
Hey, fabulous babes. This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Touched by Touch Massage Therapy. Gabriel Chambers is the founder of Touched by Touch Massage Therapy and maker of handmade natural body products. After years of exposure to various skincare products in the industry, she started creating her own clean products to use for herself due to her sensitivity to artificial ingredients and chemicals. Over the years, many people encouraged her to make and sell her own products, and now here she is doing exactly that. Each batch of products are mindfully created in small batches by hand and with love. What you put on your skin, your body absorbs. Gabby says, we all need to be mindful about what we use daily on our skin. To learn more about these natural skincare products, follow Touched by Touch Massage Therapy on Instagram at touch_by_touch and at touch.bynature.
That's it for this episode. Tell me what you thought. What are your takeaways from this episode? Leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or send us a voice message if you're listening on the Anchor app. Tell us what your favorite part of the episode was. What did you take away from the episode? And what are you going to implement in your business? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening to the Virtual Assistants Brunch Podcast. Before we go, show some love for your favorite podcast by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or voice message on the Anchor app. Share this story with your friends, network, and invite a virtual assistant to listen with you.